ఏనహావకలో మనుజాపసద దేవమాయమహుతాస్మతి
వియోగశౌచచరిత్రాభిహీన దేవ హిలనాన్య అపవ్రతాని నిజ నిజేచ్ఛయా గ్రీనానా అసానానా క్షమనసాక్షో శోచ కేశోలు చందనాని తిని కలినా ధర్మ బహులేనో అహతా ధియో భ్రమ భ్రమణ యజ్ఞ పురుష లోక విదూషకా ప్రాయేణ భవిష్యతి. హరే కృష్ణ. ఇట్స్ వన్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ శ్లోకస్. People who are the lowest among men and bewildered by the illusory energy of the Supreme Lord will give up the original Varnashram Dharma and its rules and regulations. They will abandon bathing three times daily and worshipping the Lord. Abandoning cleanliness and neglecting the Supreme Lord, they will accept nonsensical principles. Not regularly bathing or washing their mouths regularly, they will always remain unclean, and they will pluck out their hair, following a concocted religion. They will flourish. During this age of Kali, people who are more inclined to irreligious systems, consequently these people will naturally deride Vedic authority and the followers of Vedic authority, the Brahmins, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the devotees. This is the verse that they're doing at the temple, yes? Mm-hmm. Is that why you gave it to me? Very well, this is Madan Mohan Temple's verse today. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Presently the hippies in the Western countries fit this description. They are irresponsible and unregulated. They do not bathe and they deride standard Vedic knowledge. They concoct new lifestyles and religions. There are many hippie groups at the present moment, but they all originated from King Arhat, who imitated the activities of Lord Rishabhdev, who was situated on a Paramhamsa stage. King Arhat did not care for the fact that although Rishabhdev acted like a madman, his stool and urine were nonetheless aromatic, so much that they were nicely scented the countryside for miles around. The followers of King Arhat went under the name of Jains, and they were later followed by many others, particularly by the hippies, who are more or less offshoots of Mayavad philosophy because they think themselves the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such people do not respect the real followers of Vedic principles, the ideal Brahmins, nor do they have respect for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Brahman, due to the influence of this age of Kali. They are apt to concoct false religious systems. Om Agyan Timirandasya Gyananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guru Vema. Srila Prabhupada very expertly is applying this ancient text of Srimad Bhagavatam to the present day. This is the very important quality of an acharya, that he is able to take this eternal knowledge and present it in such a way, according to Kaladesha Patra, the time, the place, the people, so that it will transform people's hearts. Srila Prabhupada explains that the purpose of the preachers of the Krishna Consciousness Movement is not simply to defeat people through argument and reason, But the purpose is to transform people's hearts and then to induce them to chant the holy names of the Lord and thus purify their minds. Maya is consistent throughout the ages in the way that she induces people to forget the real goal of life and remain in the cycle of birth and death, trying to enjoy material nature. Actually, nothing changes. It is simply the same substance bottled in different ways in different times. We read the beginning of creation when Brahma somehow he gave birth to what were their names? Madhu and Kaitab. Yes? They were the two original demons. And they attacked their own father to enjoy him. Haribo. So Brahma was in a very, very difficult situation, and ultimately Vishnu had to come and kill them. Therefore, his name is Madhusudan. He is the killer of Madhu. They were overwhelmed with lust. There was nothing else to enjoy except their own father. And that's what they wanted to do. Hare Krishna. So the spirit of enjoyment we find later on, Hiranyakashipu. He wanted to conquer the world, wanted to conquer the universe. He was taking intoxications. He was having illicit sex. He was eating meat, not only animal meat, but human meat. He was gambling. So these four principles of irreligion, illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, the same idea of trying to be the controller, trying to lord it over material nature, is the basic theme of material bondage. And it takes various forms in different times. But it's the same thing. Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj described trying to enjoy material life as punapunas charavata charavananam, chewing that which has already been chewed. You can take old sugar cane and you can... Prabhupada gives the example that you take sugar cane and you chew it and you chew it and you chew it and you chew it and you chew it. And there's no juice left, but you just keep chewing, trying to extract some little more juice out of it. Yes, Banamali Prabhu, you have seen in India how they chew the sugar cane. It's amazing how those people do it. They have such very, very strong teeth. They'll just take the bark, they'll just rip the bark right off and start eating the sugar cane. And sugar cane is very fibrous. You just chew it and chew it and chew it, and then you spit it out. So material existence means you chew it, then you pick it up and try to get more juice, and then again and again and again. And what does Maya do? She takes that same piece of sugar cane that you've been chewing since time immemorial, and she puts it in different packages. And says, here, now it looks like this. Here it is in the form of a beautiful man or a beautiful woman. Here it is in the form of a new car. Here it is in the form of a new computer. Here it is in the form of a new airplane. Here it is in the form of a natural scenery. Here it is in the form of a huge bank balance. She just, but what is it? It's just that same desire to enjoy through the temporary body, the temporary objects of the world, trying to be the enjoyer, the proprietor, the controller. So many different packaging systems in which Maya presents it. But it's the same thing. Puna punas charvata charvanana. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada, he was living in Vrindavan. Simple sadhu. He comes to the Western world. He was amazed to see the technology when he came to the Western world. Sally Agarwal, whose guest Prabhupada was in Butler, Pennsylvania, she told us when Prabhupada came, He was washing his clothes in the bathroom floor. She didn't know what was happening. What Prabhupada did in the bathroom was really a mystery to Sally Agarwal. Every morning she would see water coming out from the bottom of the door, just pouring out into her and onto the